This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You will hear in just a bit about the latest political threat to the European Union. That would be tomorrow's election over in the UK. But we are going to start first with the EU trying to get itself digitally unified. This morning, the European Commission announced plans for new rules governing everything from e-commerce to telecommunications over there. Best guesses are that not having a single pan-European digital market is costing the continent and its economies hundreds of billions of dollars at least. Marketplace's Nova Sappho starts us off.
The European Union is supposed to be a single market, but when it comes to the digital economy, its 28 member states have different laws governing everything from telecom to online privacy practices. Chaotic? Sure. And also costly, with the EU losing some $470 billion in economic activity. EU Commissioner Andrus Ansip says Europe is behind the eight ball when it comes to the digital economy.
The internal market is not functioning as it should. We need to change to support jobs and growth.
This is a radical rethink of how the EU does business digitally, says David Fidler. He's a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
This is a big, bold, ambitious project. I mean, the barriers and the fragmentation and the problems and the challenges are very serious and numerous.
And that's hurting Europe's small and medium-sized businesses. They're just not big players in e-commerce. The EU says only 7% of them are doing business outside their country's borders. Even among big companies, the dominant online players are American. Heather Conley is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And I think it is a natural instinct to go, whoa, 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 you know, we need to look at this. We are concerned about the sort of natural monopoly that has happened.
American firms have faced several antitrust investigations, but any new regulatory oversight is years away. The EU still has to finalize its plans and convince member states to go along. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.